friends. Often she teased him with the question, "Can you weigh an elephant, Teddy?" At last, while eating his supper, Teddy suddenly cried out, "I have it now!" "Do you think so?" asked his mother.
"How would you do it?"
asked Lily. "First, I would have a big boat brought very close to the shore, and would have planks laid across so that the elephant could walk right into it."
"Oh, such a great heavy beast would make it sink low in the water," said Lily.
"Of course it would," said her brother. "Then I would mark on the outside of the boat the exact height to which the water had risen all around it while the elephant was inside. Then he should march on shore, leaving the boat quite empty."
"But I don't see the use of all this," said Lily.
"Don't you?" cried Teddy in surprise. "Why, I should then bring the heaps of silver and throw them into the boat till their weight would sink it to the mark made by the elephant. That would show that the weight of each was the same."
"How funny," cried Lily. "You would make a weighing machine of the boat?"
"That is my plan," said Teddy. "That was the sailor's plan," said his mother. "You have earned the orange, my boy." And she gave it to him with a smile.